Hello, West Liberty. This is Jacob, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Today, I am joined by a new student for our Hilltop community. We call him Max, and he is now a part of our series, Students with Stories, where we hear the stories of fellow Hilltoppers here at West Liberty. Max, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you know, just to help you break into this little thing here. So, what's your favorite food to eat?
Right now, I would say hamburgers, as I came to the USA, so I guess it's hamburgers.
So, since you just mentioned that you're coming to the USA, so where exactly are you from?
I'm from Poland, originally.
Ah, okay. So, since, you know, I'll admit on radio that I also am part Polish, so, you know, me and you are kind of in the same boat here. I also know, like, language barriers. Like, what was your name in Polish?
It's Maximilian, and my surname is Grzywna. But, like, all the people, no matter when it's Poland or US, call me Max. So, like, that's the name of the people use, even though it's Maximilian originally.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess comparing the United States to Poland, like, how's it different in comparison to here, like, growing up there?
It's kind of different. Like, there are numerous differences when it comes to functioning on a daily basis. But there are also some differences, which, I would say depicts the United States as a better place to live, especially the kindness of people around you. It was pretty easy for me to, like, get into the whole environment because everyone was super helpful and let me get into all the stuff and gave me a lot of advice at the very beginning. So that was, like, a super positive thing I noticed at the beginning.
Well, I'm glad that things were kind of smooth coming into it.
Yep.
So, you know, we were talking before we came live on air, and you were talking about a pretty interesting story about how you came over to, you know, the United States, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So, I wanted to start by talking about your academic career that you had, like, right before you started college. Like, how was that started? Like,
I'll just normally go to elementary school, then middle school, which was what used to be something a bit different than the US, but let's not go into the details, and then to high school in Poland, and then I went to college. I'm a journalism major, and it's my junior year, but last year I decided to go on an international exchange, even though, like, at the beginning I was thinking of city exchange. I was thinking of going to another city to study there for, like, a semester or a year. I was thinking of Krakow or Warsaw. I'm from Kielce originally, so it's, like, somewhere in between Krakow and Warsaw, actually. But then I was browsing one of the web pages of Erasmus program, and I found out that there is a completely different program that does not include the countries from outside the EU, and there were United States there, and there was journalism as a major. So I thought, okay, I'll try to sign up for this. I'll send the CV, I'll send the grades, I'll take the exam, and we'll see what happens. And that's, like, basically how I got here.
Okay. So, you know, I guess you kind of answered a lot of questions. So, wait, I know you said there was a website that you found, mm-hmm, that, you know, kind of led you to here. Did you, like, was your expectations met with that, like, whenever you came here?
Like, the website, this was the Erasmus program website. Erasmus is, like, an EU program which allows students from the EU countries from the EU to go to another EU country to study there for, like, a semester or a year. This is just, like, an exchange program. But I was only familiar with the original normal program, which included the countries from the EU. But then when I was, as I told you, browsing the page, I found out a completely different program, which was based on contracts with colleges from around the world, which in the countries that are not part of the EU. So it was like Argentina, there was China there was Japan there, and there were the US. So I thought, okay, let's try, because there was specifically my major there available.
Okay. So, and then I guess I'll ask, so was it like a very sudden change of plans that you were going to be coming to the United States, or was this just like you like had this idea in your head and then you finally just bit the bullet with it?
It was kind of quick, because at the beginning I already had my documents ready to send them to the institution that was in charge of the city exchange. So I sent the application, but then like a few days later I was just browsing the net and I found out this program, so I thought that I will also apply here and I'll see what happens. And eventually I managed to qualify to go either to Krakow or here, but I picked the United States as it was like probably the best option I could get. So I was not thinking of it a lot before I saw the opportunity, but then when I saw it, I just like locked in and tried to pass the exams and get pretty good grades to be able to qualify and go there eventually.
So you also just mentioned about like exams and stuff. So these exams you're talking about, are they talking about like, you know, like tests that you have to take to get into the country, or are you talking about tests that were from the school itself?
Both, because I needed to pass some exams to get pretty good grades that will help me qualify. And there was also the language exam I had to take. It was like on the level B2, and there I had both written and oral exam, which kind of reminded me of my high school finals. So yeah, that was like the thing I also had to take to be able to go there, because I didn't have the language English certificate back then. I got it a few months later, but I didn't have it back then when I was applying.
Okay. Yeah, well, I will say that is a lot of interesting information just for, you know, coming over to the United States. But when we come back, Max and I are going to talk about how it felt coming to the United States for the first time and how he has learned to fit in with the others in the classes here on the Hilltop. My name is Jacob, and you are listening to WGLZ, where we are called radio and we are passionately vocal.
Up, down, left, right, BA, start.
Radio doesn't have to be a cheat code. Simply dial 91.5 FM in the real world for your WGLZ College Radio from the hilltop of West Liberty. Stay connected right here on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal before you get a game over. Hello and welcome back to WGLZ, where we are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm Jacob, and I'm here with Max. And we were just talking about his journey from Poland to the United States as a part of the Students with Stories program, which is a part of the Passionately Vocal series. Max, we just got done talking about, you know, your academics there in Poland. I'd say you're pretty proud of that, huh? You know, you're getting out of your classes and you're finally making sure everything's ready to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Eventually.
So... yeah, you know, we were just talking about how you just like passed all your tests and you were getting ready to come to America. How was the trip, you know? Like, what was it like? What was running through your mind at the time?
It was also pretty good. Like, it's my second time here. So okay. When I first got to the United States, it was 2019, and I just went to New York for a few days to just like do some sightseeing. Was with my grandma and my cousin, so like my first impression was also a bit different, because it was my first time in the United States back then. I was kind of surprised by some elements at the beginning, but eventually it was like one of the best trips of my life. So that was also one of the factors that eventually led me to send an application to come back here. I also came to New York like when I was coming here. I arrived in New York and then I came to West Virginia, so I also managed to visit New York for the second time. And but was like it's my first time outside of New York right now.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take it that things felt pretty different and weird whenever you were first traveling from New York to West Virginia then.
I would say a bit, but the one thing that absolutely didn't change was like the kindness of people I told you about, because like the whole culture and the way people treated me was pretty similar. Maybe it was just the physical environment that was a bit different, but like it also kind of nicely depicts the diversity of environments in the U.S. as a pretty big country.
Okay. So, you know, I know you mentioned it multiple times about people, you know, being kind and stuff. Was that like just like, you know, on the campus, or was this like throughout your entire experience?
Everywhere. Like, I mean, on campus, it was also pretty visible as I just spent the majority of my time here. So it was pretty easy to get into all this stuff and get some advice from all the people. But it was like visible everywhere, I would say. Like, no one ever treated me in a rude way or something.
That's really good. So when you graduate from here, because you told me before this that you were a junior, correct?
Yeah, I'm a junior, but it works a bit different in Poland because the undergraduate studies last 3 years and not 4 years like it's here. So I'm going to graduate in Poland this year, this academic year.
Okay. So whenever you do graduate with your degree, do you plan on, you know, coming back to the United States to live here, or do you plan on going back to Poland?
I've been thinking of coming here once again. Like, eventually I have to come back after this semester to graduate from my college, but then I'm going to be free, and I'll also have to take, like, won't have to, but I think I'll have to take graduate studies. So I was thinking of, recently, I've been thinking of finding a course that would suit me and coming back here for at least a year or something, but I'll have to think of it. Maybe it will be West Liberty, who knows, but right now I'll just have to come back to Poland. Whenever I finish my exchange, I'll have to come back to Poland and then finish my last year and write my thesis, and whenever it's done, I can think of coming back here for graduate year or something. So I'll think of it, but it's definitely something I'm considering right now.
So you've mentioned it a couple times between both this part and the previous part about like this thesis paper or something have to write.
That's necessary. Like, whenever, no matter what your major is, usually you have to prepare a thesis that's gonna like be your last exam during your undergraduate studies. That's the thing that is required to graduate from college in Poland. That's like pretty common.
Oh, okay. So basically, you can correct me if I'm wrong, basically you have to like write down your experiences and everything you've done here?
Not really. Like, I'll have to do that, but it's like mostly the matter of promoting or preparing a text that would promote the international exchanges in Poland. But I'll also have to write a thesis on a subject I pick. And it's going to be like a pretty long text that you have to submit. And it's going to be graded. And if it's good enough, you can graduate from college. That's like your last big task and your last big exam to take.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're able to clarify that for both me and our audience.
It's a bit different, so.
So one last question before I let you go. So if you were to, you know, compare between where you came from, Poland, and the United States with the college experience you're currently in, which one would you say you prefer overall?
I like the American model because it's more like facultative and your plan is basically up to you, and the way the plan looks like is basically up to you because you are able to choose the classes every semester. And in Poland, it's more like centralized and you have many, many classes that you need to take, and it's just like part of your plan, and only a few that you can pick. And the way the system works is definitely different. But I would say I like the American one because of the number of options you have, while the Polish system is like pretty centralized and does not let you decide when it comes to almost all of the classes.
Okay. Well, you know, I wish you best of luck with everything that you're going through.
Thank you very much.
I cannot imagine just how, like, difficult this would be for someone, especially since you're, you know, you're new to this place, relatively so, and then you're going to be out of here probably by the winter time, correct? You said at the end of the semester? Yeah, I can definitely see that being very difficult to adapt to, and I think you have a lot of power on your side with that one.
Thank you.
So, I wish you best of luck on behalf of everybody here.
Thank you very much.
But with that, again, I would love to thank you again, Max, for everything and taking the time to come
out
here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, like I said, it was a very fascinating story that I hope some people will take notes of if they're deciding to go into the cultural exchanges or anything along those lines. So, but with that, let's get back to the music right here on WGLZ 91.5 FM. Where we are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.